From the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, widespread haze, otherwise sunny and a high near 94. Tonight, areas of smoke and 57 for a low. Tomorrow, smoky, sunny and 91. And Thursday, sunny and 90 degrees in the forecast. 76 degrees now. KQEN news time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. There are so many aspects of dealing with the what's left behind from the Archie Creek fire, from the Thielson fire, and the other fires that the region has dealt with. We're trying to cover it in a lot of different areas. And today, happy to talk to a media relations specialist from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Nate Custer, joining us this afternoon. An interesting backstory, if you will, to this. I knew when I got connected with Nate earlier that he was not out here at the fires. Other people from FEMA are. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Nate, you're not even working in a FEMA office somewhere. Talk about that.
Kyle, I'm probably about 2,500 miles away in Yorktown, Virginia. I'm working virtually from home like people, a lot of people in government and in the private sector have been doing for months. I haven't done it for months, but this disaster assignment that I have as a reservist, I work from time to time in different states with disaster declarations. They're having quite a few of us work virtually from home, and with the technology that exists now with Zoom and Microsoft Teams and email, internet, phones, et cetera. It's something I don't know how we could have done this 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, well, let's talk about FEMA. People hear FEMA, periodically. We often think of them when hurricanes happen in different parts of the country, other natural disasters. Well, 2020, another surprise, we get our own little natural disaster here that we didn't want the fire situation. First of all, give people kind of a thumbnail overall explanation of what FEMA does.
FEMA is in existence to respond to the needs of local and state governments when there is a disaster such as you mentioned, tornadoes, flooding, wildfires. Beyond the capability of either the local or state emergency management and responders to handle. We are invited in by the governor of a particular state. It requires a presidential decision, a presidential declaration, creates a FEMA presidential declaration. So that's what happened on these Oregon wildfires on December 15th. The declaration was created. And that immediately triggered a response of people in person to Oregon, some people coming from our regional headquarters next door in Washington, and other people like myself coming from various parts of the country or working virtually at home and really beginning to get the word out and through the media and folks like you, Kyle, that is so helpful to get the word to people that if they have had any type of damage, regardless of whether or not they have insurance, from something like this, and they're in a county that has been given a presidential declaration, then they need to register with FEMA. It costs nothing to do that, and it on a case-by-case basis, it may lead to some grants for some of your temporary housing or emergency home repairs, assuming you have a home that is repairable. Now, in this wildfires, this is beyond anything I've ever seen. I've seen a couple of major tornadoes, the Alabama outbreak, tornado in Moore, Oklahoma, which was an EF5. But still, there were parts of homes still standing, and some of these homes were less than 50% damaged and could be repaired. And it often is a FEMA grant that helps get people back on their feet. I can also mention, Kyle, that the SBA, the Small Business Administration, is not just for business in a case like this. The SBA can provide low-interest disaster recovery loans to homeowners and renters. You don't have to be a business to be considered by the SBA. So often it is a combination of a FEMA grant for some type of emergency home repairs and or temporary housing combined with an SBA low-interest loan that can get people on the road to hopefully getting back on their feet.
109 homes lost east of Glide in the Archie Creek fire. That is off the charts, unprecedented for our county historically. Previous fire, 1985, the first Bland Mountain fire, I think I have the year right, 20 homes were lost there. We're dealing with a situation that, frankly, we've never dealt with before. A lot of people around the community are wrestling in big time to help folks out. But as keeps coming up, this is not a disaster that's going to go away in the news cycle. People that lost their homes or lost barns, other property, lost vehicles, et cetera, some of this is going to take years, literally, to deal with.
You're exactly right on that, Kyle. And it's certainly not going to happen in even a matter of months. It's going to be a very long-term recovery. And it's not just FEMA. We have to give a lot of the credit to the faith-based organizations, the community groups, the local committees that I see are quickly being formed to help people who've been so badly impacted by these wildfires. And local emergency management departments, state emergency management. It's a partnership. It's a partnership that has been proven so effective over the years. It's just that the wildfires are just the worst type of rebuilding and getting people back on their feet than I can imagine. I mean, I've seen more Oklahoma pretty well wiped out by an EF5 tornado, but there was still something there for a lot of people to work with and being able to rebuild. Now, another situation I might mention, Kyle, that some of these disasters are flooding. And that can be a really tough go for some people because flood insurance is not part of a typical homeowner's policy. It's the National Flood Insurance Program. It's separate coverage. But we don't want to get into that. We're not dealing with a flood. We wish, I guess, that we had a flood to drown out some of these fires.
Yeah, and we are ramping back up temperature-wise, heading back to about 95 today and hoping that we don't have further issues. Let's talk specifics. If somebody's been impacted, they lost their home, they lost buildings, et cetera, kind of walk through the steps of applying, getting on the FEMA site or talking with folks and figuring out what's available that would apply to them.
What people need to do is to register. That opened up as soon as the declaration came on September 15th. The registration is going to go on for a period of 60 days. That will take it to November 14th. And it's very easy to register with FEMA. You have to just provide some basic information. It might take you 10 minutes on the telephone to take care of that. The number to call is 800-621-3362. That's 800-621-3362. Or you can register online by going to disasterassistance.gov. Another way to register is if you have a smartphone, you can download the FEMA app, and then you can do that over your phone. When you register, you've just got to provide some basic information. The home affected has to be your primary residence. FEMA does not provide grants or assistance for secondary or vacation homes. So you need to call FEMA or email to that address, disasterassistance.gov, and describe generally how bad your property has been damaged, if there's even anything left of it, the address where that happened, and then a means of contact. If you've got a cell phone, if you're staying with a friend or family, if you're somehow managed to find somewhere to have a roof over your head, that the location of that, your social security number, and information on any insurance that you may have. And then you have to also provide your total household annual income in round numbers. And if you have a bank checking or a savings account, if you're deemed eligible for a FEMA grant, that can be done by direct deposit. So I can understand that there's no mail delivery going on in some of these neighborhoods. Obviously, I guess there's no mailboxes left to get right down to the basics of it. So the direct deposit aspect of it, of getting whatever FEMA wants to and feels you're eligible for, having that direct deposit option is very valuable, and not only in this disaster, but every other one.
We've had many areas like Rock Creek and the Fish Hatchery area where almost nothing was left standing. And yeah, there's not, you would barely know that anything used to be standing in some of these locations. It just looks like a bad movie set in a lot of ways. You talked about people getting, applying and finding out what they're eligible for. Because this is such a long-term process, how long are some of these benefits? I mean, is it a upfront amount for a one-shot thing, or is it a monthly amount? How does that work?
It's all on a case-by-case basis. It's hard to make a generalization on that, Kyle. It's just that the process, you need to get it started. Don't hold back because you just don't. You may be overwhelmed by what you're facing, or you just have maybe difficulty understanding sometimes the government and government processes. Go ahead and register, and that's the first step that you have to take. Now, after you do that and after you're in the system, you'll get a 9-digit PIN number from FEMA. That is, you know, that covers your case. And then you need to, as we urge people to do, keep in touch with FEMA. If you don't hear anything back for a while, or you're just curious as to what's become of your registration and your application, call back to that same number, 800-621-3362. Give them your PIN number that you got when you registered, and they'll give you an update. And they will also let you know if there is any missing documentation or anything that needs to be added to make that a viable application.
All right, Nate Custer with us from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. A two-minute break on Inside Douglas County and more conversation about help from FEMA that's available. We'll also talk about FEMA folks, apparently some locally right now. We'll explore that with Nate Custer when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1247 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Well, 49 Inside Douglas County, Lars Larson Show coming up at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN and KQEN Local Talk at 4. Tuesday means True Wealth. David Littlejohn and Katie Shook from Littlejohn Financial will be on. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, State Senator Floyd Prezanski will be with us from Eugene talking about the state help that's available and some of the role of legislators in the wildfire follow-up time that we're going to be in for quite some time. Nate Custer from the Federal Emergency Management Agency joining us from Virginia this afternoon. But Nate, I understand there's some FEMA folks that are up in the Glide for the next few days.
Yeah, I just want to definitely talk about that, Kyle. We have a disaster survivor assistance team at the Glide High School. They will be there until 7 o'clock today and from 10 to 7 tomorrow. We don't have a schedule for additional dates, but we're working on that. But definitely today and tomorrow until 7 tonight and also 10 to 7 tomorrow. Let me tell you a little bit about what these disaster survivor assistance teams can do. They can help people register who maybe have not had the opportunity or it's been difficult for them to get online or to make phone calls. They can register in person. And they can have their general questions answered. They also can get information about other types of help that may be available, from faith-based organizations to community-based organizations and public libraries that may have the capability to distribute some disaster-related information. They were doing that in each of these 8 declared counties in Oregon. And it's just a good opportunity to get some in-person one-on-one. We, of course, are following the COVID-19 social distance guidelines, and we're still trying to work within that and still get the word out and help the people one-on-one who can come in Douglas County. As I said, it's got Glide High School.
And
until 7 tonight and 10 to 7 tomorrow.
Now, do people need to make an appointment, or do they just show up?
No appointment needed. No appointment needed. It's just a good source of help. rather than being limited to talking to somebody online or over the phone.
Well, and I know for some folks, depending on those who lost their homes in particular, some of them are in Glide, some of them are spread probably all over the place by now in some circumstances. But I know the issue of internet service has been an issue for some. And, of course, some of the Glide Idlewild Park area, fairly remote as it is, even in normal times. So being able to come in a person may speed up the process for folks as well. With some of the help that FEMA provides, and I know you've been at a number of these disaster situations, any idea if there's any potential for getting FEMA trailers for housing for some of the folks out here?
We don't have anything on that. We're not either ruling that in or ruling that out. We have task forces that are working with the state and local governments on the whole housing issue. So that remains to be seen. We just don't have anything to say on it yet, but it's certainly of the highest priority to try to get means to for people to have a roof over their heads, at least on a temporary basis with all that's going on.
And, of course, for some things like that, there's only a limited amount of those available. We're dealing with 109 homes here, but east of Springfield, I think it's about 700. Down in the Medford area, it's over 2,000 homes. So, I mean, just in central to southern Oregon, that's a high need. A lot of people that are looking probably very nervously towards their immediate future.
Definitely, and no doubt about it. It's we create in every disaster. We create a long-term recovery groups, working with the nonprofit organizations, working with the local and state government, all our different partners who are constantly working on those housing needs. Some of the temporary housing in typical disasters can be FEMA assistance for rental housing. That's the top priority, is if there's rental housing available, they're helping people locate that and move into it. Hotels are another means of lodging on a temporary basis. Of course, some of these are, I guess, are pretty rural areas, Kyle, and the availability of hotels or even rental housing is going to be an issue.
Long term, we've got infrastructure issues because for homes that survived up the North Umpqua, maybe the home's there, maybe the property's in good shape, it got missed by the fire, but a lot of infrastructure issues. Maybe those sewer systems got compromised further on down the line, or there's so many aspects to this that even people that didn't lose their house are dealing with east of Roseburg.
That's right, Kyle, and we have another category of recovery that we call public assistance. Now, that does not mean members of the public. It means the local and state governing bodies, water treatment plants, sewage treatment plants, highways, culverts, things like that. That hasn't been finalized yet. We early on provided funding for what we call disaster assistance, temporary disaster assistance for first responders, things like that, whether it's people that had to go out and put up road barricades with a lot of expenses for the local governments, the police, fire. Those types of things are disaster assistance in the public sector, and also we cover on that with certain nonprofit groups. The first, one of the things that is likely that we're working on now with the state to try to get a handle on just how they want it handled, although FEMA will fund a big portion of it, is debris removal. That's just going along these roads and picking up what's there left to pick up. So these are ongoing aspects that we're working on. Day and night with our partners to try to get some progress going.
About 30 seconds left here before we go out. Give folks the website and the contact information for FEMA again.
The phone number is 1-800-621-3362 to register, or disasterassistance.gov, or download from your download source for your smartphone the FEMA app. But go ahead and register and get things going for your possible help from FEMA.
And again, folks, at Glide High School today and tomorrow till 7, correct?
That's it. And maybe very likely there'll be additional days beyond that. And we're in every county. If someone wants to visit one of those centers in another county, even though they live in Douglas, you can do that.
All right. Nate Custer from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, 1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All righty, still there?
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, that worked out really good.